Today on Gardening in a Minute, Schumard Oak. One of the largest oaks native to the southeast, Schumard Oak is a favorite among gardeners thanks to its abundant summer shade and vivid fall color. Schumard Oak has a broad, open crown that gets more rounded as the tree gets older. Each tree can reach 75 to 100 feet in height. One of the most attractive features of the tree is its traditional oak-shaped leaves, which turn a rich shade of red in the fall. Schumard Oak grows best in full sun and tolerates a wide range of soils. Like other oaks, it should be pruned properly when it's young to help it develop a strong branch structure. Planting a Schumard Oak can also help make your yard more Florida-friendly, since these trees produce large acorns that attract squirrels, deer, and other wildlife. For more information about Schumard Oak and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree selection and care. It's almost time for the holiday season, and nothing feels more festive than decorating a real Christmas tree. You can purchase a pre-cut Christmas tree, cut one yourself at a local tree farm, or select a potted living tree. Before selecting your tree, be sure you know how much room you have. There's nothing worse than buying a Christmas tree that's too big for your home. When choosing a cut tree, look for signs of dryness or deterioration, such as excessive needle loss. Before placing your tree in a sturdy stand, give the trunk a fresh cut so that it can take up water. Check the reservoir daily to make sure that it's full. You want to provide the tree with plenty of water to keep it green and healthy. For more information about Christmas trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, living Christmas trees. Living Christmas trees create memories that last a lifetime. They can be enjoyed indoors during the holidays and outdoors in the landscape throughout the year. Select from a variety of container-grown trees that are suited for Florida, including red cedar, Arizona cypress, sand pine, and in South Florida, Norfolk Island pine. Think beyond the holidays by selecting a tree whose mature size will work well in your landscape. While it's inside, keep your tree moist but not flooded, and remember that an extended indoor stay could harm your tree. Once the tree has been planted in the landscape, you can decorate it every holiday season with yard-brightening tinsel, ornaments, and outdoor lights. Make holiday memories last by planting a living Christmas tree in your landscape. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree safety. Christmas trees are beautiful holiday centerpieces in many homes, but can be a fire hazard. Keep your family safe by following these simple tips. Select a fresh, green tree and place it away from fireplaces, heating vents, and space heaters. Use only indoor lights and check them for broken or cracked sockets, frayed or bare wires, and loose connections. Replace or repair any damaged light sets. Don't use more than 3 light sets per extension cord, and never use candles on a tree. Turn off all tree lights and decorations when you go to bed or leave the house. The most important thing you can do to keep your tree safe is to prevent it from drying out. Keep the tree stand filled with water at all times. For more information about Christmas trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plant swaps. Want a creative way to exchange gifts among your gardening friends this holiday season? Why not try organizing a plant swap? Plant swaps are the perfect way to pass along some of your favorite plants from the garden and receive cool new plants in return. Invite your friends at least 6 to 8 weeks in advance so they'll have time to start seeds, take cuttings, or divide plants. Ask them to label their plants, preferably with the Latin name, and to add basic care instructions, like whether a plant prefers sun or shade, or how much water it needs. If your first plant swap goes well, you could decide to make your plant swap an annual event. Then you and your friends would have all year to generate new inventory for the next plant swap. For more information about plant swaps and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.